Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Minnesota, land of Trend Thousand Trend Lakes.
Wow, 10, doubled up lakes. There.
Yeah, yeah. That's courtesy of the brew. Hey, you're Miles, I'm Jack. Yep. Mm-hmm. And here's some things that are trending. DeSantis is trending because he has proposed Florida get their own military.
The civilian state guard.
Yeah, so they had it back during World War II when, all the National Guard was off fighting World War II. I don't know if you guys remember that one. But so he wants to bring it back, though, because it's unclear, probably at least partially because he knows that climate change is about to just wreck his state and he's not doing anything to stop it, and neither are any of the rich oil barons who he knows. But first of all, everybody's been asking for a while now, how do we get Florida its own army?
Exactly. How do we get them to have their own weapons of mass destruction programs they can begin developing? And then we have to do a nuclear deal with Florida at a certain point. But this, like, there are, you know, I'm pretty sure California has a state guard. This isn't like an uncommon thing, but the way he's talking about it and the way the potential that you see for fascist fuckery, it's like, oh, okay, so you want to start gathering like able-bodied armed civilians to help out law enforcement when the state's in times of distress?
Yeah.
That is a woo-wee.
And also doing slippery. The... Claim that it would be unencumbered by the federal government, which is a beautifully crafted dog whistle for the many people in his state who have not gotten over the ass kicking that they took during the Civil War.
Right.
So
I don't know what he's trying to do. Like, if he's signaling to Floridians and the conservative set that he's got like next level MAGA credentials, or that he really wants to do this, or it's part, you know, because some people don't know, it's like, this is also the shit that you can start fundraising off an email to be like, DeSantis isn't playing anymore. Like, he's taking the state's, you know, safety seriously. Will you join him type shit? But either way, this is a, this has all kinds of bad written all over it.
Mm-hmm. Joel Osteen is trending. Osteen, yeah. Some call him. Well, one of his churches recently, you know, had a toilet problem. There was a loose toilet in the wall. So a plumber comes through, removes the toilet, removes the tile surrounding the toilet.
Okay.
And
hey, what's coming out the wall there? What is
move some insulation away, and about 500 envelopes fell out of the wall. We're like,
Okay.
And then the envelopes all had cash and checks in them. So, you know, I think the official account is that, well, there was a you know, a robbery in which $600,000 mysteriously disappeared. I'm curious why somebody would steal the money who doesn't like work for Joel Osteen, like why they would steal the money, hide it in the wall and never come back for it.
Yeah. Or is he such a, like he staged it and he was just hiding it in the wall, but he has so much money. He's forgetting that he has 600K in the wall.
I mean, yeah, that's that does sound like a possibility, or he just knew that that was a place to stash it for safekeeping. But I would suspect it's the you know, the person who owns the building has access to the building that would
to be able to open up a wall and put stuff in there and no one knows. But I don't know. What am I, a mega church pastor? No, I'm not. I'm just someone who aspires to be one, because it seems like they get a lot of money for doing not a lot. But yeah, I think I am very, very. I wonder if, like, when Joel Osteen heard, he's like, yeah, so we got a plumber fixing that one toilet that's been kind of a, you know, kind of loose against the wall on the first floor, like near the lobby. And he's like, what? Oh, okay. Yeah, probably good to fix that. And hopefully nothing is found there that I'm going to go. He's already there? Fuck. Okay.
Yeah. So it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out. Presumably nothing will happen because he's got a lot of money and that is the only thing that matters in America. But, you know, could be interesting if somebody decides to do something about it. Let's talk Red Notice, Miles. We were teasing it all week, never got to it during the episode, but it's trending, is where we talk about the things that people are thinking about talking about, and Red Notice is the only thing people have been talking about for weeks since it came out. I haven't seen a single, I haven't seen Red Notice trend once.
And I think it trended in the sense that people were like, yo, what the fuck is Red Notice?
Yeah, yeah. That was the only commentary I saw about it, is why is this always number one on Netflix? I don't know anybody who's seen it. Mm-hmm. Netflix started dropping, they changed their policy basically in order to announce that this is the most watched movie of all time. I think that, like, the numbers that they shared would have suggested that this was watched more times in its first week than Avengers Endgame, which you might remember as a movie that completely dominated the zeitgeist for a good month there.
Right.
That was all anybody talked about for a month. I haven't heard anyone talk about Red Notice, but you watched it. So explain, what are we missing?
The movie is like, it's a heist film about, you know, people who are stealing, like, these, you know, like these mythological eggs, like the golden eggs that, like, Mark Anthony gave Cleopatra, and, like, they're trying to recover Cleopatra's three eggs. And there's a lot of, like, you know, a little action. There's a lot of action. There's a lot of, like, you know, heist shit, chases, you know, identity switching, all that kind of shit. But it's like, there's nothing really novel or good about it where I was like, oh shit, this was like, okay. There are a couple lines where, like, Ryan Reynolds has some, like, off the cuff, like, jokes, and you're like, ha, that's funny.
Okay.
But other than that,
that happened. Is that?
Yeah. Other than that, like, I was really, it was, fell very flat. So, like, part of me is just thinking that if this is true, like, I can see how people would gravitate towards this, because you do have in, you know, these are, like Ryan Reynolds is Deadpool and Gal Gadot is Wonder Woman, that if you're into superhero stuff or even, you know, The Rock and shit with all the shit that he does, that these actors definitely have pull. Like,
for sure.
And you're gonna be like, oh shit, this is like an all-star thing. But the movies is so uninteresting. There's like all this double crossing that goes on. And like, you start losing track of like what the logic is of all the deception at a certain point. And it was fine. It was like an airplane movie that was way too long, but nothing about it was like, oh man, people are gonna be talking about this one. So
yeah,
I guess in that sense, it may be just revealing that like people are even just consuming media even more passively in like huge ways and then just not fucking saying anything, because like it seems like the movie itself, not really much to talk about, because you look right at half the tweets that are out and it's not like these aren't people being like, oh my god, this shit's like the sickest film. It's just a lot of people being like, it's on track to be the biggest film that Netflix has done.
Yeah, I mean, there is that one tweet, Ed Sheeran's cameo and Red Notice has given us the now iconic "Don't you know who I am? I'm Ed Sheeran, bitch," with a screen cap of that. That was, of course, tweeted by the 100% plugged in and objective account Netflix, at Netflix. Yeah. So they decided that their own cameo, which nobody's fucking heard about or talked about since the show came out, is iconic. I'm personally like, this seems to be what we're finding out, right? Is that there's like they did a poll, Ampere did a popularity score poll that tracked scripted English language movies from January 2016 to March 2020. And they were asking like, what is the percentage of movies that maintained significant public interest for more than 5 months? And, you know, they had Disney over 40% because they got all the Marvels and the Star Wars, and Warner Brothers, Paramount. Netflix was at like 0%. So it's just, I think the combination of like where we watch it and always knowing it's going to be available to us, like makes it less compelling. And then, you know, I saw a movie in theaters over the weekend. Like, it's one of the few times that we don't fuck with our phones, like in the modern world, is when you're in a movie theater and it's dark and there's people around you who like don't want you to be on your phone. Like that's a big deal, I think.
Yeah. I just want to know if it's like I'm still trying to wrap my head around all of what Netflix's deal is, if they are just straight up kind of goosing the numbers, or like they're giving a very, very, you know, favorable projection of like how well this film's going to do, just to maybe get people to be like, this shit's really the biggest film. Fine, I'll watch it to see if it really is. And then they've duped you into watching it.
The places that I've seen the most like suspect numbers get released is on the like social media feeds of movie stars. Like The Rock retweeted this claim that it's the biggest movie Netflix has ever dropped and maybe ever. And I saw Chris Pratt claim that like the Tomorrow War was the biggest movie. It's broken all the records. And I just wonder if it's the same thing as like how you can tell where a celebrity lives because the studio buys up a bunch of billboards around there because they know that the celebrity will see that and feel like they're being taken care of. Like
right.
If they're just like sending them really positive numbers.
I don't know. I'm just don't understand. Cause like even when a movie is bad, people love to talk shit about a bad movie.
Right.
So yeah. I guess it was like so specifically average that if, you know, because again, I don't doubt that people would like watch it just because of the cast. But like to then say it's doing all these numbers without the sort of following, you know, discourse and memery that usually goes along with stuff like this. I don't know.
Yeah. All right. Let's take a quick break. We will be right back.
Hold up.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.
And we're back, and Salt Bae is trending, because, I mean, when is Salt Bae not trending?
When is Salt Bae not trending? I mean,
when is this man not on our minds?
Because everyone's like, hearts? What the fuck is with, you got, y'all have 50 pound, you know, is again, not weight, but in pounds sterling in the UK or in England, like 50 pound cappuccinos, you know, and they're like, how do you justify this stuff? And also, like, you got gold flakes on your steaks, like, what is the whole point? And, you know, the manager's sort of getting out there being like, no man, it's like it's fine, it's, this is what we do, this is just very normal. Although the manager did say that the gold leaf doesn't improve the taste. Right, that's, thank you for saying that, because we all know, oh, I love gold flavor, but yeah, it's just like another, you know, I think people were just super, like, Salt Bae has just been getting dragged up and down for whether it's like the lack of pay for the people that are staffed in the restaurants and how much they charge and all this, to like the food just being really not that great. Just another moment to take a look into that world.
All right. John Eastman is trending. That is the lawyer for the insurrection lawyer for Trump. And just to, you know, a good sign that they're going to be fully transparent about everything.
Yeah. You know, his lawyer's out here saying, my man's going to plead the fifth. So good luck trying to get any information about this guy who is, you know, many are pointing to someone finding the legal logic to try and even overturn the election. So I think this is one of those things where, like, just like with Mark Meadows, it's like, oh, he's going to show up. It's like, yeah. And then just plead the fifth and then just stonewall and good luck with all that. Yeah. So, although it is nice to see how many people are talking about like Mark Meadows today and just that 180 he had to do. And they're like Trump got him to say his own book is bullshit. Cool. So, you know,
You heard it here first, folks.
You heard it here, folks. Guy's a liar. Can't be trusted.
The Crumblies, yeah. Which sounds like a, you know, just how you feel on Mondays. It would be like another word for the Mondays. I got the Crumblies. But no, these are the parents of the Michigan school shooter who were charged with involuntary manslaughter and have since gone in AWOL.
Yeah. You know, I think when you like read about how, you know, the path to this moment and how the parents were like alerted, they're saying like, we think the kid needs counseling and things were like that were ignored. Yeah, there's definitely a bit of liability for them. But yeah, they just straight like the sheriff was like, yeah, we don't know where they are right now.
Yeah.
So not sure what they're trying to do. If they think that they can formulate a better defense by running from this. But yeah, it's just another just sad, like just sad upon sad situation where you have, you know, just like needless gun violence and then like parents who were just so absent, that this whole thing, you know, possibly could have been prevented, but yeah.
State of things. Like they were at, wasn't there like a parent teacher conference like that day?
I believe it was like, yeah. And they went home. Like right after they were saying like, I think, you know, we recommend counseling for him.
Right.
And, yeah.
Anyways, very sad story. And those are the things that are trending on this Friday afternoon. We are back on Monday with a whole last episode of the show. Saturday, you can hear the best of this week in case you missed anything. And till then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. And we will talk to y'all on Monday. Bye.
Bye.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
There's nothing worse than wearing clothes that don't fit right. That's why Tomboy X makes size and gender-inclusive underwear, swimwear, and loungewear for all bodies. Queer-founded and run for over 10 years, you can trust they know a thing or two about making the perfect pair. Feel comfortable in your own skin. Shop online today and use code IHEART for 20% off your first purchase. Only at TomboyX.com. Tomboy X. Fit for you just as you are.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feeling Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.